I've been trying to wear more sporty clothes, you know?
You're looking...
You know what it is? You have to have a certain fit. And my body, because it's so tiny, I have to wear nice fitted clothes. The Asian Avengers, so weak.
The Asian Avengers, so weak. So fuckable, bro, you know? Whoa. There's five Asian guys together? Wow.
Did you ever go through a stealing phase?
Do I think everyone should have a gun? Maybe.
Or you can look me up. I don't care. I'll fight you. I don't care.
You want to get high as fuck? You want to get high? You like opium?
Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome to Asian Not Asian Podcast. Woo-woo. A podcast where two Asian guys not from Asia talk about American issues nobody gives a fuck about.
Who cares?
I'm your host, Fumi Abe.
I'm Mike Nguyen.
And welcome. This is our 14th episode.
Yo, I'm going to give some shouts first. Shouts to Justin.
Who's Justin?
Asian Justin, who the guy who came to our show.
Oh, yes. We're going to do some shout outs to fans of the podcast
who came
to our monthly comedy show.
Shouts to him. He went to Cal, just like I did.
Wow.
Vietnamese.
Wow.
And he's just like a smaller, more successful version of me.
Right, because plot twist, he works at Google.
Shouts to Google. Shouts to search engines. So it was cool. And he brought some friends, and that was cool. And, also shouts to other White Justin. He knows who he is.
White Justin.
White Justin's one of my friends.
And, what did he do that deserves a shout out?
Well, he's a white guy.
And so just by being that.
Just, you know, shouts to white people. I fucks with you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I like white people.
I hope we have some black fans.
Yeah. You know I would like, you know what? Maybe I'll put like a little Survey Monkey link. Just tell us what ethnicity you are. We're not going to do anything with the information.
There's black people trying to be Asian.
Right.
You know?
Because I told you about, we got some email. Another shout out. I think her name was Eugenie. She emailed us, and I think she was not Asian. I think she was black, according to her picture. She could be Hispanic. I didn't really look her up on it or anything. But she emailed us, and she was like, "Love the podcast. Big fan of Asian culture. She celebrates Chinese New Year."
Blah, that's right.
Yeah, so it is kind of cool. You know, I think I hope that we're getting people who appreciate other people's cultures,
absolutely,
and don't have to feel weird about it. You know,
ultimately, we are all Wu-Tang.
Okay? We are all Wu-Tang.
Wu-Tang. It means different things for Asian people, but, shouts to everybody who's been checking us out.
Yeah, man. And if, for those who are listeners and live in New York City, be more like Justin. Email us, follow us on Instagram and stuff, but also come to our next show. Our next show is going to be the 20th.
June 20th.
You should come.
You. I'm talking to you.
Yep.
You. Yeah.
Even though awesome. Justin did leave before the show was over. But
That's true. He immediately left as soon as he... No.
He left after my set. I don't know. Maybe he just wanted to see us two.
Hey, whatever.
That's a real fan.
That's a real fan.
Yeah.
I had an interesting weekend. I did a float, like a sensory... I went into one of those sensory deprivation tank thingies. My friend, he hooked me up with it.
Is that like the Netflix series Stranger Things, where they put you like in a salt bath and they put you in a capsule?
Yes.
And you can like, well, in the show, you can see into the future, but I'm sure you couldn't do that. But I'm sure that wasn't part of the Groupon deal.
Well, you had to pay more in order to see into the future.
Yes,
this
the
one was
package.
Just regular. Yeah, exactly. Do you want clairvoyance? Yeah. Yes, I do. No, it was cool. It was chill, man. Like, so the one I went into is more, it's a room. So it's not just like a capsule. They have the capsule thing, but this one is like, so they put you, first of all, you walk into the room and it's essentially just like a shower, like a big shower room.
Okay.
So they have like a little bench and you can shower because you're supposed to do it naked.
Okay.
Shouts. So you get naked. Yeah, shouts to my penis. So you take a shower and stuff like that. And then there's like a door. It's a big bathtub filled with Epsom salt water.
And it's shallow, right?
It's shallow. It's maybe like, 2 feet deep or something.
Because
like
you're
that.
Supposed to lay down and it's not supposed to... You're supposed to be able to breathe?
Well, I mean, the Epsom salt is so concentrated that there's no way you could sink.
You float.
You float in
it. Oh, it's like the Dead Sea kind of thing.
Exactly. Ah. It's extremely buoyant. So there's no possible way. I mean, just getting in and out of it is like kind of tricky because you're so buoyant. When you close the door, it is completely... pitch black.
Oh.
I mean, it is completely black. So there's some buttons where if you want to, you can have like on the ceiling, they had kind of like what they call starlight. So it looked like stars.
Yeah.
And you're just like kind of just chilling.
Okay.
And it's completely dark and it's freaky because...
Yeah, that sounds really fucking... That sounds like the beginning of every horror movie.
It's I think the freakiest thing is we don't want to be alone with ourselves. You know, that's
right,
the freaky part.
Right.
The freaky part isn't like, oh, you're in a room and it's dark. The freaky part is, what if there was no way to distract you? What if this podcast ended and you couldn't look at your phone and you couldn't talk to anybody, and you couldn't look around, and you couldn't do anything, and you were just by yourself.
This is like solitary confinement, yes. Right? In jail.
Yes. So this one, yes. So,
but you paid to do this.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, white people pay for that shit. You know what I'm saying? It's like, oh, solitary confinement? Yo, hook me up. How much is that? Yeah, okay, yeah.
Why did you go do this? What happened to you?
Well, I was kind of feeling kind of bummed out at the beginning of the week. I don't know why. I think because I'm old.
Yeah.
And I know that it's too late for me and my life is a failure. You know, you ever get that feeling?
You ever get that feeling?
You know, but, you know, any fans out there ever just go, oh, wait, I'm a failure, you know?
So then you said, what are some things I can do?
So I was talking to my friend Mike about it, and he's a cool guy. He's very into kind of alternative medicine. He's like training to become a physical therapist, and he's done it a few times, and he was like, hey man, you know, this could be cool. You know, maybe it's another way to explore different things.
Yeah. I mean, I guess what you talked about earlier about how like you don't have any distractions. Humans today don't ever have the opportunity to do that. So
it's
scary.
Yeah, it is. That's the part that's scary. It's not the room itself. You realize yourself, you are your own worst enemy in a way.
Whoa!
You are your own enemy. So it's like almost like you're facing off against yourself.
That's nice that you got to do that.
I mean, it's. I'm not really into like new age stuff.
Yeah, I was gonna say you seem like somebody who'd shit on alternative medicine.
Yeah, but you know, in order for me to be able to shit on it, I gotta go. Yeah, you know, I must face myself. You know what I'm saying? It's like Mortal Kombat. Face yourself. You know, so I fought Liu Kang.
So you fought yourself, and then you came out of the experience. And how do you feel now?
I was feeling better before I went in there. I think I was just having a. I think I was having a
you
bad
lost.
Day.
You lost.
I lost against myself. But it was cool. It was more that, and I was telling my friend Mike about it. It was more that, you know, you kind of face your own anxiety.
Yeah.
And you make a decision about, this is super gay. you make a decision to be happy. You know, you just kind of force yourself to be positive. Like, I think on Monday I was going into work and like people were being assholes on the subway as usual.
Yeah. Yep.
And it's one of those things like if you let yourself fall into being
negative,
you're just like, I fucking hate everybody, then you're just gonna fucking hate everybody.
Yeah.
But instead, if you're just sort of like, everything is stupid and none of this matters.
Yeah.
None of this matters, you know? Yeah. then you kind of have another experience. You're just like, whatever, you know?
This place is owned by Linkin Park. I know it.
Yeah. Shouts to Linkin Park.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about all from the comfort of your home isn't a total mystery with Byte clear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte clear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
All right, we are at our newest segment called Hot Asian Alert. Hot Asian Alert, what is this? Well, we talk about hot Asian people doing hot things that on the news.
This is good because we need to have the segment like this because we will never be on this segment.
We're not. No, no, no.
We're not
like,
hot Asians.
We're kind of like ESPN news announcers.
Yes. You know? We're like the Sports Center guys.
Yeah, we're never gonna be QBs, but we're like, oh, that look at that play.
Oh
what,
my God,
what an
such
asshole.
A great arm on that kid.
Yep. So we're gonna talk about hot Asian people today on our inaugural segment. We're gonna talk about Tim Chung. Have you heard about Tim Chung, Mike?
No, who is that?
Tim Chung is this guy that's like going viral on Twitter right now because Kylie Jenner just had a kid. Her baby daddy is supposed to be, I believe it's Travis Scott.
Right.
Who is a rapper.
Right.
But pictures of the baby leaked, and the pictures, the baby doesn't really look black. He looks more Asian. And so the Twitter's going crazy saying, oh, maybe she was having an affair with her bodyguard, Tim Chung. So a little bit about Tim Chung. I don't really know how old he is, but he's like a model. He's also in the LAPD.
He's a cop.
Yep. And he also works as Kylie Jenner's bodyguard. And if you want to check him out on Instagram, he's at Tim, TIMMM.C. He's got 850,000 followers.
Well, that's a lot for a cop.
But look at this. He's a hot guy.
He is hot.
He's a hot guy. Wow. It's just, you know what's so funny? Is fucking LA, like even cops are trying to be fucking
hot. Yeah,
I know. That is so bizarre.
Yeah, exactly. Even
so bizarre.
Even cops after beating up black people are like, yo, follow me on Instagram though, bro. You know?
Dude,
this was a good beating. This
dude, but I've been just kind of scoping his Instagram and like, yes, he's a hot dude. He's got a hot bod. That's great. But he has a hot voice too.
Good morning and happy Friday. Putting the good vibes out there. Hope everyone has a blessed day. Good morning and happy Friday.
He did the
Friday.
Lip suck. Go.
Putting the good vibes out there.
Oh,
hope
shit.
Everyone has a blessed day.
You know what? People love that because day. That sounds like someone eating the pussy.
Pussy, yes.
Dude, look at this guy.
It's very calculated. It's very calculated.
Man, I'm a little aroused.
Okay, so that's video number one.
This is so interesting.
He's a hot Asian guy, but he's saying weird things on these videos. Here's another one that's very funny. This one's really funny.
Good morning. It's about that time. Get up and get after it.
Okay, so
that's it.
This is the thing with all these Instagram entrepreneur guys. Get what?
He's so vague. It's hilarious.
You know what I'm saying? Like everything is motivational. Like grind every day.
Yeah, yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Like get up. You
it's
know,
those
like
school posters.
Where are you? You know what I'm saying? Get up and what? Go to your McDonald's job. Like.
Just get at it. It's
where are you? Where's he going? He's going to Starbucks. He's not like getting it. He's like, oh, get up because there's a good deal right now on Frappuccinos. What are you doing? I mean, okay,
also, I love
that he said more successful than I'll ever be. But where am I going? What am I getting
love
up
that
for?
He goes, it's about that time.
What time is it? What time? This is about 7:40 in the morning.
Okay, he's got a couple more.
Yes.
Oh my gosh. He
wow. Okay, he has a lot of pictures.
This one. He's eating pizza on this one. Okay, here we go.
He doesn't eat pizza. You know, he threw that out.
Because why not be in the middle of nowhere eating pizza?
And he's in a tuxedo.
He's just a hot guy eating pizza in the middle of a desert.
Oh my God! Look at this other one where he's with his partner in the car. Even his partner is trying as hard as he can
be hot. I know.
Be hot.
But he's just a grizzled old cop though.
Okay, first of all, it's got to be tricky because all babies when they come out. Look like Asian kids.
Yes, yes, yes.
All right?
Yeah, especially if they have a lot of hair. That's an Asian thing.
It's almost as if, you know how all of us, when you're like forming, we all kind of look like frogs?
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? We got tails and something, little eyes, we got little flippers.
Yep.
You know, it's like everyone is Asian for like
6 months.
For like the first 6 weeks, you're Chinese. You know, and then later on, you're like, oh, no, wait, hold on. You're actually Mexican. But for a little bit, you're fucking Asian. So nobody can hate on you because we're all Asian at some point.
The basic human form is Asian.
It's like we come out and we got little eyes and stuff like that and like hair and stuff like that. And then you become something else. But
I think an Asian person just looks like a generic human being. Not a lot of strong features, maybe. Mm-hmm. And maybe that's why people feel the way about
sort
this.
Sort of like undifferentiated.
Yeah.
But, so I don't.
But people want him to be WWE daddy. That's what's fucked up is people are like, I think, are they married? I don't think they're married.
Who, Travis Scott?
Travis and Scott.
I don't know.
I think they're just dating, but people are like rooting for this Asian guy.
Do people like or not like Travis Scott? I mean, my instinct, I mean, I'm a hip hop fan, but like he's part of this new hip hop where like, you know, now rappers use their regular names. You know what I'm saying? Or they have stupid names like Lil Pump, stupid. But but Travis Scott also, that's like an accountant's name.
I know. Hi, I'm Mark Walton.
Hi, how's it going? Yeah,
R&B
Mark,
singer?
Mark Walton. You like hip hop music? Listen to my CD. How am I supposed to get lit on this? It's like, oh shit, it's that Mark Walton beat. Who cares? But okay, he is hot.
I mean, he's a really hot guy, so it's very hard to hate.
You know what it is? There are a lot of hot Asian bodyguards. You know, like that Korean bodyguard?
Remember that meme? Who was he guarding?
He protected the South Korean president.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, I do remember that.
Dude, we gotta make
hot Asian bodyguards.
We gotta make a new movie.
That's a new stereotype. Wait, but also a new movie idea.
Yes. So like we redo the bodyguard.
Yes.
But starring Tim Chung. And the twist is at the beginning of the movie, his person he's protecting gets killed because he's taking a selfie. You know. And he's like, it's about that time.
It's about that time.
And then, oh my God. And they're like, you know, the person gets killed. And
somebody
like,
call the cops.
Oh my God. Oh shit. Oh shit.
And then the whole movie is about, he's too scared to go back to social media. They're like, Tim, come back. His
Tim,
fans
we
like,
need
Tim,
you.
Come
he's
back.
Like, oh no, I can't. I just can't. I just got to eat this pizza.
It's not that time.
It's about that time.
No, Tim, it is that time.
Well, so everybody check out
Tim Chung.
We're going to see if, I mean, here's the thing is that I think it's going to be fucking obvious if your baby is going to be, fuck it, there's an Asian one or there's a black one.
Well, it's just tricky because it's biracial. So if the wife is Asian, obviously it's easy.
I guess so. But like, you know, this isn't like I guess this is a kind of like, you know, when you take a Polaroid picture and you got to wait for it to develop a little bit. At first you're like, what is this? You got to wait six or seven weeks. Oh, it's a black baby.
Yeah, it's a black baby. That's great.
We'll
but anyways.
We'll be following the story very closely.
We will be.
And we'll tell you the results later.
Yes.
Fucking Maury Povich style. You are not the father.
All right, this is a segment called Career Advice from Bad Asians.
Yes, do not listen to this advice. Warning.
No, don't
listen
to
us. Do you
want
to be also sitting on a couch recording a podcast in your late 30s? No, then do not do what I'm about to tell you, because that's what's happening to me. All my savings are in my Venmo account.
Oh my god,
that's all
that
my money.
Shit is cash, bro.
Oh my god, please do not Venmo request me, because that is my life savings.
That always scares me. I don't keep money in my Venmo. I cash it immediately.
Why? Because you're afraid someone will take it?
Yeah, because I don't even put a password on my Venmo.
I know, it's not password protected.
Yeah. I don't think it's a smart idea. You should. That's my advice to you.
Oh shit!
You should just transfer everything to at least like Chase Bank or something.
God, where do I put this $25 though?
Oh my god! my life savings.
Did you know there was there's like some, and speaking of dirty Viets, there was this one Viet. There's this guy. I don't know if he's Viet, but like there's this dude in LA, and there's a scam going around on Craigslist where you know, they'll set up a. The victim is selling something or whatever. It's like, you know, shoes or a PlayStation or something. Meets up with a person. They go, oh, can we Venmo you that? And they go, yeah, sure. Because they think Venmo is secure. And they Venmo the money. They get the product. They leave. And then Venmo takes the money back because the Venmo finds out that the money was stolen or like taken from a credit card or whatever. Now the Venmo terms of service and all that stuff basically means that they take the money out of your account, put it back to the rightful owner, whoever that is. But that, you know what I'm saying? So it's not like PayPal where it's like kind of fraud protected.
Oh, so PayPal is safer?
Oh yeah, definitely.
But
safer.
You know, PayPal owns Venmo. You know that, right?
I know. So they're trying to like figure that out. But right now, Venmo is like not safe like that.
Damn.
And the dude, they're trying to figure it out. They don't know who he is. He's like some sort of...
It's Juan Viet guy?
Well, the guy, they think he like goes by a name that's like a Viet name. You
that's
know?
Why they and think he's Vietnamese? Or yeah. That's really
also,
funny.
Also, I think
like,
so, because that seems like such a Viet.
It's funny that
like
a
Viet
thing,
you know?
It'd be funny if like the FBI was trying to track him and like they have all this resources, but the only thing they can find out is that he's Asian.
Oh, damn. What's his name? Nguyen. Fuck. yeah. So anyways, be careful with Venmo, dog.
Be careful. So this week on Career Vice, we are going to tap into our favorite Reddit career forum called R Career Advice, I believe is what it's called.
Career Guidance.
I'm sorry.
And we got one from this week, and it's a very common one. Mm-hmm. That you know, one good thing about being a very old, poor, destitute person mm-hmm. is that I was once a young, poor, destitute person. And so, you know, I survived it.
The difference there? Hope.
The difference there? Somebody asks on there, why can't I land an interview at the bare minimum of applying for over 60 jobs in the span of 2 months? So basically he's asking about, I'll go into the post a little bit. He or she is located in the Bay Area, has a resume that's formatted correctly, works around marketing communications, helped launch a brand in August of 2017, sounds like a successful launch, and has all these things, sends out a lot of resumes, mm-hmm. you know, does the whole thing, but isn't able to land an interview. That's tough.
That is tough. I've been there. And I think, we both work in the similar, like, marketing.
Right, and we work
really
in
tough.
Communications marketing.
Do we know what his name is or his ethnicity?
We don't know the ethnicity.
I have a point to this.
This person
I'm not just
says... let's see here. relocated to the Bay from Tennessee, so probably white guy. No, I don't know. Where I earned a bachelor's of science degree in marketing.
From
marketing
where?
Is not a science. What?
Well, marketing degree, it's through the business school, so it's not bad.
Yeah.
But it's not bad.
Yeah.
I think in my personal experience, well, it's interesting because like I was once a young fella also applying for things. And I remember I had a weird position because I started with like five people at my company who were all 22. We all just graduated at the same time. And after like a year or two, some of us started to leave. And so we all started applying to jobs. And I was the only one who couldn't get job interviews. And I was like, how is this possible? Because I went to the same school as they did. And I have the same work experience.
Literally.
Literally. But I think... For me, I'm in a weird case because my name is Masafumi Abe.
Ah, they did a study about this.
And I'm not even joking. Some people think my name sounds Nigerian.
Yes.
And you know, there's been a study with that, with like black names, right?
Right, exactly.
So like, I'm sort of like reaping the I guess, the consequences or the benefit of that, I guess. Not really a benefit. So that's one thing. I think people think I'm black, maybe.
You can't have that.
People on Craigslist think I'm black, so I think that's...
You need a more Japanese name. We need that. Like,
but Masafumi is so... But
they don't. That's not
like Abe is not Japanese.
Exactly.
If it was like Takahashi or something.
Yeah, exactly.
Shit.
It needs to be like Hotohiro. You know what I'm saying?
Hotohiro.
Hotohiro Tokaido Mitsubishi. You know what I'm saying? It needs to be named like that.
So there's that. Also, when they see a foreign name, they assume you need a visa.
Ooh.
And that is huge because a lot of companies do not want to sponsor your visa.
Nice.
And they can't explicitly say that. But
they just kind of filter that shit out.
They filter that shit. And some companies are totally cool with that, like Citibank and all these bigger companies.
Right.
But like smaller companies, they can't afford it. But they're not allowed to like actually put that on their job descriptions. They can't put no international people. So
dang.
I think those are two things that were at play for me.
So did you change that at all? Did you like go like, my name is Masafumi, I'm an American, Abe?
Well, a couple times I changed my name to Michael.
Hey,
just to see, still no results.
It was actually you,
it was
my
actually
friend.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I also studied music, so that's probably didn't help for any interviews. But I did get a couple interviews. Now, I don't know. I think it's experience too. Like, I think I have like 6 years now, so people hit me up on LinkedIn sometimes.
Yeah.
Like random marketing companies or like brands or whatever.
Right.
But I still don't get as much as the model friend that I keep talking about who used to work with me. He's half Asian, but his name is John Michael Hogan, which is like template.
That's like three
white,
first names.
But he doesn't even look white. He's super dark skinned, but like it's an Irish name.
Right. But once you see him, then you're even harder because he's hot.
Right.
So you're already hard because you think that this Irish guy is going to get in here.
Right.
And then
it's a hot Asian guy.
And a hot Asian guy. You're like, oh, I've got a weirdest boner now.
Yeah. He's a hot Asian guy. And
you're
smart because he's Asian. So it's like,
job?
It's like the first time ever that somebody's pleasantly surprised that it's Asian. You know what I mean? It's like,
So I think that the career advice is use a very white name. That's the first thing.
If he's not white,
if
you have
not
to use
white.
A white name because it's all about, it's really about not creating any barriers for yourself.
Right. Just be like, it's just slide right in there like a DM.
Right. And so, because they don't even know what you're capable of and they won't know until they talk to you.
Right.
So when you submit a resume, it's not, I want to convey my experience. It's, I want an interview. And that's different from, I want to crush this interview. I want to get an interview means your resume looks clean. You have a white name.
White name.
Or like a American name. Like something that an HR person is not going to look twice. Like, what the fuck? If your name is like Katie Choi, that's fine. You know? But if it's like, my name, like I really do think that my name has really prevented me from getting a lot of job interviews.
Sure.
You know, specifically because of that experience I had with everybody in my class.
You don't have an American name. You don't have like a, I don't know what a Fumi Americanized name would be. Like
Felipe.
You know, like that's not gonna help.
No, it's F.
Like
won't
Freddy.
Help.
You know what I'm saying? Like a Freddie Abe.
I never wanted one.
It's not what you want, dog.
I met Asian kids named like Wanda, and I was like, what the fuck are you doing? Like, you know, they're like, oh, my name is. Like Ching Chong.
Ching Chong. Perfect.
You can call me Will. But it's
you
like,
you nailed it, Fumi. Once again, the nuance. I see what you're saying. Yeah, that's actually great advice. That's really good advice as far as the, it's about getting an interview.
Yeah.
It's about just like getting that foot
getting
in the
first.
Door and just like being a fucking slippery little eel.
Yep.
And just, you know, like, there's no reason not to interview this person.
Yes, yes. And then once you're in there, then you fucking unload your goodness.
Then you go in there and you disappoint
I found that a lot of times I got the interview, I would often get the second round interview because I had the experience.
Right. Then it's all good. No, you got to go in there and you got to do, it's almost, it's kind of like dating You know, if you've been single for a long time and you just get mad thirsty and you're just like, why can't I get a date? I'm swiping right on everything.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it's not so much like people can sense desperation at all. I don't know. Maybe there is, maybe there isn't something to that. But it's that you have all this time and you're focusing it on trying to get this one object, this one thing, get a date or get laid or whatever, get a job, get an interview. And you could be spending that a lot of time on doing things that will help you become a better
candidate. Oh, interesting. So you're saying instead of just Tinder right swiping these LinkedIn job posts.
Right. So you should be right swiping, but at the same time hitting the gym, bro, and working on those lats, aka doing your own thing. Like, you know, if you're a young person, you probably have a lot of time. You know, you can use that to learn a new skill.
Something else you can put on the resume.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You know, you can learn to code. You can be working on your own projects. You could be working on some sweet website and kind of marketing yourself just like we do when we're comics and nobody knows who we are.
Right,
you
want
to make yourself like appear bigger than you are.
Yes.
And you just
yes.
be like, oh, check it out. I have a bachelor's degree and from blah, 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 blah. But check out, I'm so fucking busy on my experience. I'm like taking all these classes. I'm like doing all these things. I'm starting this, like I'm helping my friend at a coffee shop, blah, blah, blah. Oh, I guess I could apply for your company.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
You want to make them want you.
Exactly. You're like, people should be like, And it's tough as a young person because the worst way to get a job is the, you know, email, the fucking, you know, the random... LinkedIn's a little bit better. Like the open-ended, like, oh, applier on, like, some job random websites.
That
blows asshole. It's
they're never
like,
going to see it.
There's 500 fucking people doing
they're
that.
Never, especially if you're applying for like Facebook or Google. Oh, they're never going
to
see it.
So the way to do it is... You know, you're working on your thing and then you got to find someone on the inside. You got to Google the shit out of it. You got to find the LinkedIn thing. And then you go in there and again, like dating, you go and you try to get an informational interview. You go in there and you're trying to be like, you're just trying to introduce yourself. Because once they see you, that's different.
Yeah.
Then you're going to stand out. And even if they don't have a job for you there, they're just going to be like, oh man, remember that one kid, blah, blah. I know him. And hey, there's this interesting thing. Maybe I'll reach out to him. He can apply also. But now there's a face to the name rather than just like some like a terrible foreign name on a resume.
AKA me.
AKA Fumi.
Damn.
Who wants that? Nobody.
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah, connections.
So
I wonder how old this guy is.
I mean, probably young, you know?
Yeah.
Just graduated, you know?
It's tough, though, because, you know, this really is bad advice because we just told him to get a white name. And that's really like...
Get a white name. Get a white name and then stalk them. That's our advice. It's not good advice. I'm telling you.
But you know what? It's not good, but it's kind of true.
I mean, it's...
We're telling you the stuff that you're like... advisors in college wouldn't tell you.
Right.
You know?
Exactly. That's actually
we literally say, get a white name, be an eel.
Be an eel. Don't be yourself. You know how people say, don't be yourself?
Don't
be yourself.
You suck.
You suck. Be anybody else. Actually, be a, you know, what was your friend's name?
What? John Michael Hogan.
Be him.
All right, everybody. Thank you so much for listening. That was episode 14.
Yeah. Shouts again to all of our fans, to Asian Justin and White Justin.
And
also
White
I don't know if Alex Heller is going to listen to this, but shouts to Alex.
What did he do for this podcast?
You know, he's just saying that he's a comic for everybody and a writer.
And a writer in LA. Please hire him.
And he's dope.
Guy.
And
very
he's
funny.
He says he listens to us, and I told him, you know, this podcast isn't for you. So, Alex, stop listening right now. But for everybody else, thank you for listening.
Yeah.
Leave us a review.
Yeah, keep leaving those reviews. Those are really helpful.
Absolutely.
Tell all your friends.
Oh, by the way, happy Asian Pacific American Month or whatever it is.
Is that this month?
Yes. Nobody knows.
Nobody gives. It's not like it doesn't get the same PR as Black History Month.
Yeah, Black History Month's tight.
Yeah,
but May, you know, when by the time May, everybody's like, oh, let's go to the beach.
Yeah.
Fuck Asians.
You know who's really pumped about the beach? Tim Chung. Tim Chung is very pumped about beach season.
It's about that time.
we should have like a Tim Chung segment on everyone just to see what he's up to.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
His Instagram of the week.
Tim Chung update. Looks like he's at another
still at
photo.
The beach.
Yep, still at the beach. Still doing sit-ups. A lot of sit-ups.
Cool. So yeah, if you're listening, if you live in New York City, come out to our comedy show. Our next one's June 20th. It's called Hack City Comedy.
Black Cat Lower East Side. It's on Wednesday.
172 Rivington. Get your tickets now. Also follow us on Instagram. You can find me at The Fumiabe. That's T-H-E-F-U-M-I-A-B-E.
And I'm Nice Pants Bro.
And feel free to email us with any comments and shit. That's been really nice. You can find us at AsianNotAsianPod@gmail.com. And I think that concludes this podcast. Thank you for listening.